It is stated once that Ala Hazrat, he was on a train and he was traveling to Bareilly. And those of that you don't know that in Pakistan or India, when the trains travel, they stop at stations, and at some stations they stop literally for 45 seconds, other stations for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, at some stations they stop for 45 minutes. And when they stop for a long time, then people get out, have a bit of a walk, buy some food or whatever they do. A train had stopped at a train station, and it was a time for Maghrib. And so Ala Hazrat got off the train, and his companions got off the train, and they put the janamaz on the ground and started to read the namaz. Now, Ala Hazrat namaz was not like ours. I was a, you know, we're pecking birds nowadays, yeah? We get up, salam, salam, done. Ala Hazrat, obviously, when he does his takbir, then he's reading his namaz. And this particular train station, the train was only going to stop there for a few moments, for a few minutes. The whistle was blown. The whistle was blown that everybody get back on the train, we're about to move. And then the final whistle was blown that the train is about to move now. So if you're not on the train now, the train's going to start moving. What did Ala Hazrat and his companions do? They carried on reading the namaz. But something happened. The train didn't move. The train didn't move. And so the person that was blowing the whistle is looking at the train driver at the front. He's walking to the front. So what's happened? And the train driver said, I don't know what's happened, but the train, something, the engine's gone off and I can't start it again. So they call the mechanic, you know, and what's happened? Why is the train all of a sudden stopped and it's not, it can't start it? And they were struggling, they couldn't find a fault of the why the train wasn't starting, why, you know, it's made all this journey so far, why all of a sudden it stopped? And the person, he could see Ala Hazrat and his companions reading namaz. And he said to the train driver, look over there, maybe as a result of those pious people, your train's not moving. They're not giving up their namaz. You may have to wait until they do the salam and then the train will start. And lo and behold, viewers of Money Channel, when Ala Hazrat did the salam, the engine started. The engine started and then they could comfortably get back on the train and make the journey.